some degree, it is perhaps rather appropriate that we should have this reading from Mark 1 today, just as we are beginning to come out the other side, as it were, from the COVID-19 pandemic. Although we're probably quite familiar with the story of this miraculous healing of the leper by Jesus, maybe in the past we have not been able to truly appreciate the severity of the condition and the dangers that both the man and Jesus placed themselves in during this encounter. Leprosy was in those days, and still is, a terrible disease. First, a white spot which gradually spreads over the whole body until flesh and blood are both infected. Then eyebrows, hair and nails came off, and limbs decayed, and by you would eventually die. But as soon as there was any sign of the disease exhibited, then the leper would be required to leave their home and family and instead live outside of their town or village with other lepers. If anyone came near, a leper was required by law, both civil and religious, see Leviticus 13, to cry out, "Unclean." It was basically a living death, and the leper was regarded as dead. The Jews had a tradition about the growth of leprosy, that it began with the walls of a person's house. Then, if they didn't repent, it entered their clothes, till at last it affected their body. The Jews believed that it is also with the growth of sin, beginning with neglect of duty, perhaps of prayer, or the unheeding of the warning voice of conscience. Habits of sin are formed till at last the soul that lets God alone is let alone by God. And thus the Jews believed that God selected leprosy as the worst disease then known to humankind to represent sin. And the laws about leprosy were to teach people that there were four things about leprosy that were also true about sin. Both are hereditary, 2 Kings, gradual in growth, Leviticus 13, incurable, again, 2 Kings, and loathsome, Isaiah 64. Jews shrank back from leprosy in just the same way as people did in London during the Great Plague of 1665, the AIDS epidemic, the SARS outbreak, and worldwide during the 2020 COVID pandemic. So this man, who has been shunned by society and most probably his family, who has been forced to live in a colony with others in his same situation, has been labelled a sinner and a lost cause, hears of Jesus having cured other people of their diseases and believes that Jesus has the power to cure him as well. Maybe he thinks that his case is sad and hopeless, so he hasn't really got anything to lose by trying. Or maybe, and I think this is the more likely scenario, he has the faith of the true believer. In any event, he comes before Jesus humbly on his knees and begging for healing. Maybe for the first and only time in his condition, the leper breaks the law, and instead of keeping well away from Jesus as he should, he instead draws close and kneels right in front of Jesus. Such is his faith that Jesus not only could and would heal him, but that Jesus himself would not catch this most contagious and deadly of diseases. The leper has no doubt about Jesus's power to heal, only of his willingness to do so. Do we have that same trust and faith when we come before Jesus seeking his healing on us or on others? Do we prostrate ourselves in front of him, acknowledging his awesome power and presence? Or do we simply offer up a throwaway prayer in the hope that he might perhaps hear us and respond? In turn, Jesus, who is above the law, has compassion upon the outcast leper and touches him. And it was perhaps a long time since the leper had felt the touch of another person, except maybe another leper. Now the warm, loving hand of the pure one is laid on the impure. I do choose, be made clean. Jesus' words are of power and awesome might, bringing immediate healing to the leper who is made whole once again and cured from his disease. He's been cleansed not only physically, but in the minds of some from his sin. The ease with which Jesus crossed social and religious boundaries is breathtaking and an example to each and every one of us. One has to put together the panic and fear arising out of the COVID breakout and add to it strong religious ritual revulsion to begin to understand what touching a person with leprosy meant to those orthodox bystanders in Jesus' day. Yet the divine love that we are to emulate says and does what is necessary at the moment and works out the consequences later. We then come to a strange situation. It says that Jesus sternly warned the man before sending him away. What are we to make of that? Well, this is what one commentary has to say. The rawness of this account underlines its authenticity. A variety of attempts at translating the word behind spoke sternly include groaned, murmured against, growled at, upbraided, roared at, or even snorted. It is a word representing deep emotion expressed inarticulately. The word for sent away really means drove out. Jesus was deeply moved by the presence of human suffering, and his groan is part of his reaction. The man is then sent away by Jesus and instructed to do two things. Firstly, the man is to tell no one about what had occurred. And secondly, he's to go to the priests and offer up the cleansing rituals as decreed by Moses. Jesus wanted the people to believe in him because of who and what he was, and not as a result of his miracles. Jesus then and now wants the believer to believe because of faith and trust, and not because of what they may have seen. The miracles are not tricks to gather up a following. We should perhaps recall the words of Jesus to Thomas in the upper room after his resurrection. Have you believed because you've seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Whilst Jesus showed in his touching of the leper that he was above the law, he also honours the law by telling the man to go to the temple and undergo the appointed ceremonies. The priest's testimony would confirm the reality of the healing. But what does the man do instead? He disobeys. And in the minds of some, no doubt, he's returned to his sinful and disobedient life immediately. But can we not blame the man? For such was his joy and gratitude for what Jesus had done for him. He simply wanted to share his good news with others. If we fast forward to Luke 17, later in Jesus' ministry, we read of the story of the healing of the 10 lepers, when only one of them, a Samaritan, turned back and praised God, throwing himself prostrate at Jesus' feet and giving thanks for what had happened to him. Jesus turns and says to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." Too often, I fear, people are silent and seemingly ungrateful when they've received answers to their prayers. Do we remember to say thank you to God for his healing, his comfort, his peace, his joy, for the wonders of each new day and the daily blessings of life? So maybe, in conclusion, the challenge is that we should be more faithful. May we too cross those boundaries that all too often stop us from reaching out to those in need around us. And may we remember to give the thanks and praise that God so justly deserves for all his love, mercy, and grace towards us. Amen.